Just a few halachot on the laws of the Hallel that we're talking about. Kol yachid mi yachidei ha-kahal rashai levarech al ha-halel berkat legmor et ha-halel. Everybody in the kahal, if they want, they can make the berakha of legmor et ha-halel by themselves. Of course, it's always better to listen to the chazan and answer amen. You would say, no, I want to make the berakha myself. But the Gemara says, Berov'am hadrat melech. It's always better to do things together. The more the merrier. And if one makes the berakha, everybody answers amen, you're doing it united. That's better than each person himself making the beracha. But not always, sometimes the Kohanim are coming down from Birkat Kohanim and they have Kavanah and things like that. So they want to make the beracha themselves. So now they said, Asher Kedesh Shalat Ovesu Legmor Tehalil themselves. And then they heard, let's say, the Chazan said Legmor Tehalil. Are they allowed to answer Amen to the Chazan's beracha? So the halakha says, unless they started Hallelujah, they're not allowed to answer Amen, because you're not allowed to make a hefsek between the Beracha and the beginning of the Halil. Once they started already the Halil itself, today they started the Mitzvah. Then we learned in yesterday's Halakha, you can say Amen. But until you start the beginning of the Halil, you will not be answered. You can't say, Ligmor et Halil, and then Amen. And Amen is a hefsek between the Beracha and the Halil itself. So Hachem Avadiyah writes, ואם סיים בברכה לגמור את ההלל ובטל מתחיל לומר את ההלל שמעת שנסרו שסיים גם הוא את הברכה לא יענה עליו אמן תעבירי הפסק בברכה שברך בעצמו בקריאת ההלל. Furthermore, what's the earliest time and the latest time that I can say הלל? Let's say חנוכה. כל היום כולו כאשר לקריאת ההלל מהנצח המה עד שקיעתה. Means from sunrise this morning is about 7:12, so you have from sunrise until sunset. That would be about 4:30. Shene'emam mizrach shemesh ad mebo'o meulad shebadonai. Ubdi'avad, im kirat alel achar amud ha-shachar, kodem ha-netzach ha-ma yatsa. Bdi'avad, if a person, let's say, read the halel from dawn, which would be about an hour before sunrise, let's say already from 6:15, he read it, he has to go away, he's going on a trip, whatever it is. But the Avad, even if you read the Halil from that time, it's okay. What if he didn't read the Halil till after sunset? Can he read the Halil bin Hashemashot? So Chama Vadiyah is over here. Im lo kara Halil kod ayom beniskar bin Hashemashot. So he nil if he match kadavar Rambam. Shkiriyat the Halil b'chanukah b'divrei sofrim. Right? The Halil that we read in Chanukah, it's b'drabbanan. Ve'afilu kiriyat the Halil shlamo adim. Even he says that the holiday Halil is b'divrei sofrim. Bina Shabdav Safek Rabbanan Ulkula. According to that, we would say Safek Rabban Ulkula. Then when it comes to rabbinical items, Bina Shabashot, we have a Safek. Is it Yom? Or is it Laila? So therefore, for rabbinical items, it can be lenient. In this case, we can be lenient to say what is considered day. And therefore, we can say that it is a Yom. And therefore, we can say the Halil. So he comes along and concludes and says, ואף על פי שבשוט יביע עומר חלק ת' הראיתי דום אני ספק ספקה לחמי ולרבן כל מקום כיוון שאין בזה תרחה יתרה טוב לקרוא הלל בבין השמשות הדל תברה בפרק הבא סמיד הסביבה והמה כוסו, which means he says read it but don't say ברכה, it won't hurt you, read it because you have a ספק ברכות over here, maybe it's night, how can you say ברכה? So read the הלל but don't say ברכה. God forbid, maybe somebody was sick or somebody whatever forgot that it was you're supposed to say הלל. All of a sudden at 4:30, he's, oh, I didn't say Halil. So for the next 15 minutes, or 13 and a half minutes, or maybe a little less than that, he can say the Halil, but without a Berakah. Last question was asked, what is the minhag regarding Mizmor Shir Chanukah Tabayit Le David, that we're supposed to say every day on the days of Hanukkah? I verified that the minhag in Halab was that they used to say the Mizmor when they used to take back the Sefer Torah to the Echal, as we are following that proper minhag.